Rochester. Next up, Rochester. Come on, J-Mo! Founding member of the Allman Brothers Band. Founding member of the Allman Brothers Band. Present but active at Watkins Glen with the Grateful Dead with Jerry. From Jerry. Wonderful venue here. Thank you so much, Garcia, from the Capitol Theater. Thank you. Check, 1, 2, that's good. 1, 2, a little more sax in the monitor, please. Check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2. More sax, saxophone. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check, oh, that's better, thank you. That's better, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody enjoying yourself so far? It's great to be in the town of Port Chester, first time here. My first time.
It's about time, right? So if you want to come see J-Mo a little more, come down to the Iridium in Manhattan. We'll be down there on Wednesday, May 16th. So Wednesday. Come on down. But we want to come back up here. The Port Chester. You know what I'm saying? That's what friends do. You come see us down there, we come see you back up here. You know, hey, you know, no telling. You might develop a real friendship. Here we have, while they're checking out the comfort and the sleep number on the seats back there, we're going to introduce the band. How you doing, Port Chester? How you doing? Y'all look good. Y'all look good. See, you know, this is a nice place. You got the whole nice thing. You got the theater next door. You got this. And you got the games on in the back. You can watch basketball, you can watch baseball, you can watch hockey, and you can look at some pretty women at the same time and drink some beer. That's called heaven to me. Throw in some music? What? That street paid we go. Right now I'm gonna introduce the band. We have on keyboards we have Young Buck. We gonna call him Port Chester. Young Bat, not Port Chester, Port Chester, Port, P-O-R-K, Port Chester Young Buck. Please give it up for Eric Finland. Young Buck, he's playing his behind off over there. He's grooving like he got something to prove. Yeah, man. On saxophone, we're going to call him Port Chester Jazz, P-O-R-T, that's it. Port Chester Jazz. This man is playing alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, and he has a master's degree in cowbell. He's still working on this vibra slap, you know, and you know, it's something to be said when they're doing it right in your left ear, because that's my good side. So please give it up. Please give it up for Chris Jensen on saxophone and cowbell. Port Chester Jazz. More cowbell. Before we continue, please give it up for Grateful Bro. That first band was? It was nice, right? That's Clifford. Clifford was playing some guitar, singing. What? He was just showing me some lines in the back. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about musical lines. And we weren't doing the other kind of lines. At least I'm not going to admit it. Giselle was up here, all of them. That was a nice band. I like two drummers. What? That was nice. Give them up one more time. Grateful Bro.
On bass. On bass, we got a guy all the way from Connecticut. Boy, where's that? Right up the road, right? So that's a long way, especially, you know, if you playing bass and carrying a whole bunch of basses. This man plays so notes so deep that the Dalai Lama come and study with this man. Please give it up for Dave Stokes on bass. Dave Stokes. On lead guitar, we got Portchester Blues up in the house. He's in the Blues Rock and Roll, what, the Blues Hall of Fame. The Blues Hall of Fame. I was about to elevate you, my brother. Blues Hall of Fame. Give it up for the Blues Hall of Fame. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I don't run into too many people in the Blues Hall of Fame. You know, I run into a whole lot of people that got the blues, but it's not about the Hall of Fame. He's in the Blues Hall of Fame. Also, he's a singer extraordinaire. He knows singers that know singers that sing about stuff that we don't even know to talk about, because he's singing about stuff that we only gonna know about in the third lifetime. Please give it up for Junior Mack. Junior Mack. Junior Mack. And the man that we all come to see, founding member of the Allman Brothers Band. You know, every now and then you run into a living legend. We were in New Orleans and we were riding on the tour bus, and I said, "Yo, man, that's the Superdome." And he said, "Yeah, we opened it." And that was a moment that froze with me. I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out, time out. What?" I said, "That's the Superdome." He said, "Yeah, it holds about 70,000 people. We did two shows. Not one show with 70,000. Two shows. That's 140,000 people. I could have lived for the next 50 years just on that." Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. Now, you know, I heard Portchester had it going on. Y'all got like a delayed time. Like, my lips are moving, then the sound comes out, then it's a silence, and then I hear some. I don't need the silence in between. I want immediate applause. Like, you know, when the bus is coming and it's about to hit you, bam, I want it immediate. Bam, knock me out with the applause. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. Lifetime Grammy Award winner. Blues Marker in Mississippi. Please give it up for the one and only, J-Mo. My name is Rezzy Pittman on trumpet. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Junior Mac. Give it up for Junior Mac. Wow. Thank you.
Junior Mac.
Junior Mac.
Thank you.
one more?
Maybe two.
How about it for spring? Right? How about it for spring? Finally. I think we're finally here, right? We got like 10 days of summer, right?
You guys are heating it up pretty good.
This one goes out to Dickie Betts.
Just keep
We're going to do one more and leave you with this evening. Hope you had a good time.
Thank you.
give it up for J-Mo! J-Mo, up for J-Mo!
Thank you. Yeah.